you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Today we begin a new message titled, Somebody is Waiting for You.
Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles with you, open them up to Galatians 6. Galatians 6, verse 7. Galatians 6, verse 7. That seem familiar to anyone? Galatians 6, verse 7 reads as follows. Galatians 6, verse 7 says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Now I want to begin by stating that what God's revealing here is His will and a principle that He lives by. And He says to us, do not think that God is mocked or deceived or duped, or don't be in disbelief about the fact that whatever is sown shall reap. And that's a principle that God is ministering to the church and to His people, but it's also a principle that He lives by. God is letting us know that as He is sown into each of our lives, grace, finances, love, joy, peace, happiness, the fruit of the Spirit, as He's sown it into each of us, He's expecting a harvest. He has given to us for the point of growing back. You know, we talk a lot, we just finished a series on increase, an 8-week series on increase, God's will for the church. And we talk about God's desire is for the church to grow, but you know, God wants you to grow because He's planted things in you. When you come to church, when you open the Word, when you listen to a good tape or a ministry on a program, or God reveals something out of your spirit, He is putting something there expecting a return from it. God is a person who, I don't want to say gives to get, but He sows to reap. That sounds a little bit better. He is sowing in you. If you're believing for God to manifest His blessings to you, as so many of us will pray, oh, Father God, you know, a New Year's is coming. A lot of us will be praying, God, I want more of you today and in this year than I've had in last year. I want you to give me more. And God's going to honor that prayer and put more in you. But with knowledge comes demand. God's going to demand something out of you. He's going to say, look, I'm going to answer your prayer and I'll put more of my spirit in your life. I'll give you more revelation of the Word. But the cost is I want you to share it. I think of the gospel and a lot of it, there's a lot of words that come to mind, but one word that comes to mind is spread. Spread. And so often the gospel is not spread. It's a personal thing. My religion is personal. My belief in God is personal. It's my secret. I don't discuss it with anyone. I don't give it to anyone. I don't share it with anyone. It's mine. It's Fort Knox here. This is mine. And people live and work with people and brush against people in daily life, and the people never, ever know anything about you know Jesus. If you're holding it back like that, God will discontinue sowing in you because you are not a profitable harvest field. You are not fertile ground. The Word of God admonishes us that when we sow finances, tithes, offerings, that we sow into good, fertile ground. God is expecting that same principle of Himself. He says, I want to sow into Mr. So-and-so or Mrs. So-and-so, but you know what? I've got to look and see if that's good ground. I got to see if me sowing into them is going to produce a harvest. You know, because it's God's Word that says, don't cast your pearl before swine. So obviously God would define some ground as unfertile ground. Now, the good thing about it is that God has not preordained what type of ground you are. You control what type of ground you are. Whether you'll be fallow ground or you'll be hard ground or you'll be stony ground is totally your decision. And how much fruit you bear is determined by what type of ground you've chosen to be. Now, I say all that to say this. The title of today's message is Somebody's Waiting for You. Somebody is waiting for you. And what I mean by that is God has taken time to sow into you, answering your prayer or by accident. He's put things in you that you are to spread. He's put things in you that you are to produce a harvest. God is into multiplication more so than he's into addition. He's expecting the body of Christ to multiply exponentially. He's saying, I will tell one. If you ever look at multi-level marketing schemes, you see one telling two and they tell two and they tell two. Multiplication is so great and God's into it. And God's saying, I want the word of God that I put in your heart to be multiplied. And the cost of me putting the word in you and the cost of me giving you great revelation anointing is the willingness to multiply. Sometimes we look at the end of the year and we begin to take inventory and say, well, at the beginning of the year in January, I said I was going to do this and I was going to be that. And, you know, I had a marginal amount of success. I've added to my position last year, but I wouldn't say I've had multiplied success.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
Multiplication is so great and God's into it. And God's saying, I want the word of God that I put in your heart to be multiplied. And the cost of me putting the word in you and the cost of me giving you great revelation anointing is the willingness to multiply. Sometimes we look at the end of the year and we begin to take inventory and say, well, at the beginning of the year in January, I said I was going to do this and I was going to be that. And, you know, I had a marginal amount of success. I've added to my position last year, but I wouldn't say I've had multiplied success. And if we're saying that, it's because we had to look, what kind of ground was I? Because what I don't want us to make in the new year is the mistake to say, well, this year things are better. I'm going to better church. This year, things are better because I've got this or that. All of those are external things, but the external things do not affect the soil of your heart. The soil of your heart is an internal thing. It's a positional adjustment that you make in your life to say, I am going to spread this gospel. I'm going to give out what God has given to me. Because what do we say so often about Lord? A principle I learned about God in Bible school is that God will continue to give to you if you continue to give out. If God can get it through you, he will continue to get it to you. Finances, wealth, the word of God, health, wisdom, knowledge. God will continue to get these things to you as you are a vessel. Because God is only interested in blessing me as I bless others. Now, that sounds kind of bad, but stop and think about it. All the principles of the word of God are to sow in, to get out. To sow in, to get out. God says things like, I'm looking for vessels. He's not talking a whole lot about the vessel. He says the vessel will be taken care of, but I'm looking for vessels. He even looks at you and says, you know, don't seek all the stuff that's going to make you blessed. Forget about that. Seek first the kingdom of God. Why? Because if you're seeking the kingdom of God, part of the kingdom of God is the growth and the development and the health of the whole body of Christ and the increase of that body. So if you look at the way God's management style is, he's managing to increase. He's not managing to sustain. He's not planning a battle that let me put in your life so that you'll just be totally overwhelmingly blessed. No, what he has to say to you is that the mouth of the ox that treads the corn is not right to cover it. So you'll get yours. That's the way he's coming from. He's managing to increase. God is thinking spread, spread, spread. And so many Christians, even charismatics, we get off the boat at I can have. Now I've come out of the old church that tells me what I can't have and I got to be sick and I got to be this. Now I see all the blessings I can have as a king's kid. But even God's not managing your blessings. He's managing the increase and says, you're the ox that if you're doing the work of spreading, then I'll not let your mouth be covered. You will eat the good of the land. But that's as you're spreading. And a lot of us this year, we may not have spread as much as we should. So we may be perplexed about why aren't I getting the blessings? I look at certain people and I say, woo, that person, look at them. Look, oh God, oh man, God's working for them. Something's wrong. It's not working in me. And a lot of times it's just that decision of, am I spreading the gospel? Or am I looking at a God that I've heard so many messages that all he wants to do is give to me? He does want to give to you for the intent of you giving out. For the intent. You know, I was listening to some things Brother Copeland said, and he's got great revelation on sowing and reaping. And some of the principles that, of the Word of God that's taught is God is a farmer of sorts. He is always looking for good soil. He's got plenty of seed. The seed might be the blessings. He is the God that owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. And in that day, that was considered a numerous wealth. God is El Shaddai, the God is more than enough. But the thing is how do I tap into some of the more than enough so I can build my Christian testimony? How do I do that? Well, one way you do it is to realize that God doesn't have it all up there just to put in your hand for you to live on the hill with the cattle. He has it to bless you with so that you can go out and bless other people. And I like the fact that the old church, I don't like the fact that the old church was teaching that I just had to give, or I wasn't a Christian. I couldn't have a nice car, couldn't have a nice house, couldn't have a healthy body because I'm teaching people all these lessons from my sickness. I'm teaching all these humility from being poor. I'm glad we got away from that, but we don't want to jump out of the ditch on one side of the road and jump in the ditch on the other side of now it's me. And a lot of people will accuse charismatic ministers or people preaching the word of God to the point of prosperity is a good thing of being that. And some of us probably have been. But God's saying, don't stop there. He says, oh, yeah, I'll get it to you. Yes, I want you blessed. Yes, it's my will that you be blessed. But this is the requirements of you being blessed. I'm managing to increase. You be a person who increases other people. Let me open up my wallet and somebody's in need and I've got some finances. God's moving on my heart. Let me be a person who increases. Let me do the work of God. He's trying to increase people. He's trying to increase the kingdom. Let me seek first the kingdom of God for the point of increase. Let me go over here and see somebody's having a certain problem. Well, you know, I kind of had the problem. I heard a little bit of the word on that and I got some things I think I can give to them. Now stand there and look at them. You know, oh, that's bad. Oh, man, you know, ooh, you know, we do that. Or we may say nothing at all and just feel sorry and walk away. Are we managing increase like the manager God is trying to do? He wants increase in everybody's life, every sinner, every believer. But once you become a believer, he's managing your increase and says your increase will come as you take up the vision of increasing other people. Somebody's struggling and they're hurting. I want to increase them out of that situation by giving what I have and what God will multiply unto me to give.
Today's message has been titled, Somebody is Waiting for You.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Precious Metals Reclaiming Service, an underwriter of the